what's the theory here, Greg? You're sending some football players out to play with some league players.
Yeah, look, we'll still do a little bit of our own stuff as well. It'll be a fairly full week. So we'll take our guys away and we'll work with them on educating them on our game style, teaching them the Port Adelaide way to train and just basically getting the group to bond and spend some time together. So we'll also integrate with that our work with the Rabbitohs. So we'll do some grappling, tackling sessions, some integrated games and look to physically and mentally challenge them and see who steps up.
How did this come about, a partnership with the Rabbitohs?
Yeah, it's something we started back in 2014 with the Melbourne Storm. Anthony Seibold, who's just got the senior position at the Rabbitohs, was a development coach at the Storm at the time. So we did it back in 2014 on a smaller scale with some success. So it was something that with Anthony we thought we'd try again.
You mentioned grappling and tackling. I'm sure a lot of sport fans are very keen to see, you know, the likes of Sam Powell ever get better at grappling and tackling. That must be an exciting prospect.
Absolutely, yeah. When we introduced, explained this camp to the boys, Pep was the first one to put his hand up and say, I'll have a go at that, and Joe Attlee not too far behind. So it's great when they've got those attitudes and they're keen to get there and give it a go.
It seems like Porto have always been known as a fast-running, fit team, especially under Burjo. At something like this, do you, I don't know, is the physicality something that you're very much focusing on?
Now, the large component of this camp will be running as well. Like, the guys will be challenged with our running. They'll be doing, you know, probably two running sessions a day, morning and night, mixed with their strength stuff, mixed with their integration work with the Rabbitohs as well. So it is a physical camp, but in many different ways.
Yeah, okay. And certainly for the young guys, maybe haven't put as much size on yet. How important is getting that strong body contact started.
Yeah, I think they're the ones that might be a little bit daunting for, but a lot of it will be technique. It will just be teaching them that when they're challenged, they've got to stand up and they've got to find a way to fight through what's thrown at them.
You're sending your first and second year players over. Do you know what you're up against with the Rabbitohs? Are they in full pre-season? Are they full squad out there?
Full squad, but we'll mainly work with their under-23s. There'll be some opportunities to do some what they call kick and catch as well to help them develop some of their AFL-type skills, which hopefully improves their game as well. So there'll be a lot of mutual benefits for both sides for the camp, and it's something that we're both greatly looking forward to.
How important, you mentioned it a little bit before, the first and second year players obviously haven't had much time in the system, especially the first year players, to sort of get around each other, for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah, so first year boys, it's been a daunting experience so far, because they've sort of got so many news and so many firsts. So just to get away with some coaches, with the second year guys, start to form some relationships, start to relax a bit, probably ask the questions that they've been a little bit scared to ask so far, and just help them understand what we want from them, how we want them to play, and I'm sure when they come back they'll be better equipped to perform.
And the rest of the squad this week, what are they doing?
They'll keep training, so they'll keep doing the same as what we've been doing. Another big week ahead for them, and there's not a lot of time, obviously, before the Christmas break, so they'll be making every session count.
Cool. Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys.